And I don't have any more. When I get through with that, I may have to skip.
That can be troublesome.
Oh, sure.
I know my mother's side of the family has always been a bad for arthritis. Uh-huh. My mother's got it real bad now. I noticed here all the last year or so, I wake up in the mornings and my fingers are real stiff.
Uh-huh.
And I've been going to the doctor checking on that. I'm a banjo picker, and I'm afraid my fingers go stiff. I won't be able to pick the banjo anymore, so I have to get him to check up on that. But one time or other, I was always closing the door. I don't know. When a boy grows up on the farm, he breaks just about every bone in his body.
That's right.
I remember one time I was up in the hayloft, and we had these holes cut in the hayloft, pitched hay down through it. And we didn't bale our hay. We just threw it up in the loft.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd get scattered out on the floor, and a bunch of kids get up there playing, and you'd step through one of those holes and fall down under some old horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we used to do.
Yeah, right. Or break an elbow. You'd be running, and a couple of my friends would be running, and they'd step through the hole, and they wouldn't fall all the way through, but they hit both elbows on the floor and break an arm that way. Let's see. If you might think it's gone bad, what would you do to check if it had gone bad? You put it under your nose and what?
Smell.
Okay. Would you say molasses is thick or molasses aren't thick?
Molasses aren't thick, I guess. Okay. I guess. Now, I don't know.
What about not molasses, but something that you might pour over flapjacks?
Sure.
Okay. If something is not artificial, you would say it is?
Natural.
Okay, or you'd say this is not artificial, it's
genuine.
Okay. And sometimes if you're buying potatoes or anything, if you're buying for your store or something, maybe you get a discount because you're buying. And would you say
large quantity?
Okay, or in bulk. You ever use the term in bulk?
Uh-huh.